All right, let's do some hints.
And now, hints from Hillary. Dave Lurie.
So stupid. And then it ends. It's a column to help you with your life, ripped and read from today's Arts and Life section in the Dallas Morning News. Dear Heloise,
that would be me,
writes Elaine G. of Sterling, Virginia. I was tired of buying the 6-ounce can of tomato paste just to use 2 or 3 tablespoons and put the leftover in a plastic container in the fridge to spoil before I needed it again. Now I place 2 tablespoons on a piece of wax paper and put in the freezer until firm. Place each in a sandwich bag, then put all of them in a zippered plastic bag in the freezer. To thaw, take a portion out of the tomato paste out and put it on a saucer.
You know how much that stuff costs? About 28 cents.
Right.
For a jar.
And don't they make like the little teeny miniature tomato paste?
I think that's the one she's talking about.
I mean,
the bag that you use to freeze your tomato paste costs
more than the tomato paste.
More than the tomato paste itself, yeah.
Didn't the last time we had hints, there was some...
These people must really be on a budget.
Yeah, there was some sad woman who would use wax paper to freeze fresh mozzarella.
Yes.
To freezer burn her fresh mozzarella to use for later. People just need to have more money.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I do when I run out of money?
Open a bar?
No, I just go to the ATM and swipe this card they gave me, and guess what happens? Money just comes flying out
money
everywhere.
Money just comes out, and I can have all the tomato paste I want.
Sure, and I
want
to have half a jar of tomato paste. Guess what? I have half, and I throw the rest in the trash.
Yeah.
Let somebody else deal with it, right?
Yeah, let it go to a landfill. What do
I
care?
Or I just throw it out in the street. Let somebody else pick it up. Hey, I'm creating jobs for those people that pick up that litter.
Here comes another frugal hint from Barbara S. in Parker. Dear Heloise, I like to stretch a jar of jam by mixing it with cranberry sauce. The cranberries give it just a touch of tartness and make the jam go twice as far.
That sounds pretty delicious, actually. I love both of those things.
So you go and buy a jar of Smucker's.
Yeah.
And you eat half of it? And
no,
then,
you,
and
you
then
mix it together. You just you, give you it in a separate
big,
container.
You get a big mason jar.
Yeah.
And spoon out all your Smuckers.
And then you mix it with cranberry sauce.
And then
sauce.
Get one of the cans of cranberry sauce that you only eat at Thanksgiving that you pour out, and it's the shape of a can on the plate, and
you
slice it.
Do you like cran grape drink?
No. I don't like cran anything.
You don't like cran?
No. Cran is a... It's a waste.
Cran is delicious. I like the bitterness of cran.
Cran, if I was a caveman... And I discovered cranberries,
mm-hmm.
and I tasted them, and I was trying to find food sources, I would mark that plant as not edible.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would disagree with you, and I would eat that plant.
Well, then you would probably survive the harsh winter, and I would die.
I would have so many vitamins in my body as a result of cran consumption.
You'd be drinking your ocean spray, and I'd
be
huddled
eating.
By the fire eating crickets.
Uh-huh. So you don't like Cape Cods? You don't like vodka
well,
cranberry?
Well, sure. That has alcohol in it.
Okay. So if we pour a half a bottle of scotch into your cran jam, then you might want to put that on your sandwich.
Sure.
All right.
I would love bourbon cran jam.
Mmm, good.
Larissa via email writes...
Boy, Tony's ready to get the hell out of here, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's packing up before the promo guys. What's going on here?
The promo guys are usually gone by like 11:10. Seriously, you guys can leave if you want.
It's okay.
It's not going to happen.
We won't tell. Dear Heloise, don't discard your broken terracotta plant pots or saucers. Instead, break them up into smaller pieces by tapping with a hammer. Wear safety glasses.
Thanks, Dave.
Then use the clay pieces instead of drainage rocks at the bottom of potted plants. They will do the same job and way less, too. I actually did... I put some... drainage rocks at the bottom. I had like a, like one of those fake urn.
I've got some rocks that need draining. Anyway, drainage rocks.
Need me to help you with that?
No. Well, it sounds like you've got some experience in the matter.
draining my rocks?
No, no, your drainage rocks.
Yeah.
And putting them in plants. So, what were you saying?
Well, I have one of those fake urns.
Just a minute ago, what you were talking about.
You know, one of those fake urns that you put by the front door.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought to myself, I'm going to put some rocks at the bottom of this to, A, weigh it down,
mm-hmm.
and B, so I don't have to buy quite as much topsoil to put in there before I put the plants in there. Well, then you water the plants, and then you just have a giant puddle of water on the ground.
Right.
What's the point of that?
Well, there's some water that stays in there.
Yeah, but then you have a giant pee-pee stain on your front porch.
Guess what? That's what evaporation was invented for by God.
You're creating jobs for God?
Yes. Create some more evaporation like jobs, God.
Laura Bracho from Vancouver, Washington writes, Dear Heloise, I don't lose small objects in the crack between my driver's seat and the car console anymore. I tuck folded up reusable shopping bags there. The gap is closed and the bags are always handy.
God. Imagine what the rest of the interior of that car looks like. Stacks of newspaper.
Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck 8-tracks in the glove box.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Buick Riviera.
Boxes of tissues everywhere.
Ugh, God, I don't...
Maybe a doily across the back windshield.
Yeah, the back dash.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, you've nailed it.
Man, the crevasse between my console and my driver's seat is such hell.
Oh, it's got to be full of...
Full of
goldfish and
Doritos and
yeah.
Cheerios and
boogers.
Yeah. I try and flick those out the window.
No, I'm talking about the 18 kids that you're responsible for that are smearing snot all over your car seat.
Okay, one more.
Is this one really funny?
Yeah. I remember a story I once heard about a woman whose friend went out shopping in white pants but had printed underwear on that showed through. She was so embarrassed. Here is my hint so that doesn't happen to me. When I iron my white pants, I always hang a pair of tan panties over the hanger of the pants so that I never make that mistake. One should never wear anything but tan under white pants. Then nothing shows through. And then Heloise has to say, you could also wear nude or beige panties. Aren't those tan as well?
Yes. Nude's just nude. It's just flesh-colored.
That always makes me uncomfortable, like when your mom would have nude pantyhose.
Yeah, she'd get the nude color. I was like, ew, I don't want
to think about my mom nude.
You ever walk in on your mom nude?
No, thank God.
Oh, man, I did once.
Saw my dad in the shower once.
How was that?
Couldn't believe there was that much hair on a person.
It's pretty shocking as a little kid when you see dad.
Oh, this was like a week ago.
When you see dad's junk for the first time, when you look down at your little thimble.
Your little Vienna sausage.
Your little hairless thimble, and then there's dad rocking a rocking an anaconda.
And a fro.
Falling out of a condor's nest.
Is that going to happen to me? Oh my God.
I don't want that. Thank God it never happened to me.
You're a grower?
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah. High five on that.
Up top. That's what white people do.
Let's snoodle on it.
All right, white people, thanks for listening. We'll be back to mix with other white people after this commercial break.